This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. More than a decade ago, Congress required car manufacturers to disclose more information, sell parts, and share some technology with consumers and non-dealer repair shops, marking a win for the right to repair movement. Farmers have been fighting for their right to repair farm equipment instead of hiring expensive dealer mechanics or enduring long wait times for repairs they're forbidden to do themselves. And advocates and members of Montana's disability community last week testified that a motorized wheelchair was also an essential vehicle, especially in a state with so many roads. But Montana lawmakers have killed a bill that would have given motorized wheelchair users more control over their chairs by requiring manufacturers to provide information, including manuals, some software, and tools, so that those same users and other independent repair shops could do repair work. House Bill 195, sponsored by Representative Alice Buckley, Democrat of Bozeman, would have required manufacturers to disclose enough information or to sell parts to consumers or other repair shops. Several mobilized wheelchair users testified before the Montana House Human Services Committee that nearly two-thirds of those who needed a repair waited more than 4 weeks for repairs. 40% of the users reported waiting longer than 7 weeks for repairs to their motorized wheelchairs. The vast majority, 93% of motorized chair users, reported that their chairs broke at least yearly, leading to a loss of productivity and freedom. Proponents of the measure included individuals, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana, and the Montana Farmers Union, who said the right to repair has many facets. Jasmine Krotkoff, who represents Montana Farmers Union, said, "Whether it's a wheelchair or a combine, the right to repair our own equipment is critically important to our members." The only group to oppose the measure was a trade association representing the medical device industry. But Republicans moved to table the bill in committee. Republican Representative Ron Marshall of Hamilton said that requiring manufacturers to release tools and manuals was just the beginning. Democratic Representative Buckley said, "This is about property rights. If they don't have the right to fix or maintain their own equipment, who does it really belong to?" The aircraft manufacturer Boeing bade farewell to an icon on Tuesday when it delivered its final 747 jumbo jet. It took more than 50,000 Boeing workers less than 16 months to churn out the first 747, a Herculean effort that earned them the nickname the Incredibles. The jumbo jet's production required the construction of a massive factory in Everett, north of Seattle, Washington, the world's largest building by volume. Since the first flight of a Boeing 747 in 1969, the giant yet graceful airplane has served as a cargo plane, a commercial aircraft capable of carrying nearly 500 passengers, a transport for NASA's space shuttles, and the Air Force One presidential aircraft. It revolutionized travel, connecting international cities that had never before had direct routes. It helped democratize passenger flight. The plane's fuselage was 225 feet long with a tail that stands as tall as a six-story building. The plane's design included a second deck extending from the cockpit back over the first third of the plane, giving it a distinctive hump and inspiring a nickname, the Whale. More romantically, the 747 became known as the Queen of the Skies. Delta was the last U.S. airline to use the 747 for passenger flights, which ended in 2017, although some international carriers continue to fly it, including the German airline Lufthansa. But over the past 15 years, Boeing and its European rival Airbus have introduced more profitable and more fuel-efficient wide-body planes, with only two engines to maintain, instead of the 747's four engines. The final 747 plane is the 1,574th built by Boeing. A big crowd of current and former Boeing workers gave the plane its final send-off. The last 747 was delivered to cargo carrier Atlas Air. Atlas Air ordered four 747 freighters early last year, with the final one leaving the factory Tuesday. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.